Okay, it was a disappointing day today. I thought we played embarrassing, really, is the word, in at least two of the phases. And I'm very disappointed in the performance that we gave today. We turned the ball over offensively. We didn't block people. We dropped balls. We got the quarterback hit. We got third and 2 inches, and we can't convert on third down or fourth down. We got 3 shots in the red zone in the first half. We throw an interception. We give up a 98-yard kickoff return. We fumble a punt. So if you're gonna do those things, you have no chance to win. Questions?
Defensively, that's how tough were they? They think it happened the same, but did they do anything different than you've seen before? This is a matter of just how they played today.
They played aggressively. They were blitzing a lot. And I would too. We didn't pick up anybody, so might as well.
Is there anything you could put a finger on as today's performance? Maybe the bye week stalled some momentum, or were the guys getting overconfident as a team? Anything you could put a finger on?
No. But I'm going to put my finger on some things this week.
Mike, what do you attribute the offensive line struggles to today?
I don't know. We didn't block anybody, so, it's... We were soft. We got overpowered. The safety beat the tackle one time. The safety beat the back a couple times. It was a little bit of man on man, and we got whipped.
Mike, what was the rationale with just the rotation of tackles? Is it just a way to get Jake involved, y'all just like playing with other guys?
Yes.
Would you say he was rusty, perhaps, Jake Long?
Yes.
How's his knee and all that? There's been some questions about that.
No questions.
What's his name? Bradford's play? Do you feel like he was just in a bad situation?
I thought he missed some throws today that he normally makes. But, we drop balls. It's hard to win football games when you do things like that. He got hit a lot. So, it's hard to really evaluate his performance when he looked like a sieve in there.
That same, Mike, protection issues have surfaced this year, but you've been able to work around them today. Do you see the solution internally? You're going to have to keep looking maybe for some more options?
No, we need to do a better job. We're not going to go down the street and pick up a bunch of guys. We need to get these guys better, and we need to do it quickly. I'm disappointed that we allowed that to happen. You kind of know going in the game we're going to come after Bradford. So, it's not real. I didn't go to Harvard, but I can probably figure that out. And we didn't get it done.
Mike, did you give any thought there at the end with Sam getting hit, just putting Sean Hill in?
No.
Did you see any positives in today's game for the Vikings?
Well, I thought we did some good things defensively. We turned the ball over 4 times. I thought we played good in a lot of areas. Third downs were pretty good. The one disappointing touchdown, the touchdown pass was disappointing because we should have covered that. But you win as a team, you lose as a team, and when you do things like we did today, it's not good football. It's sloppy.
You were talking to the officials after the 3rd and 1 and the 4th and 1.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, I was trying to get a measurement on a 3rd and 2 inches, and, obviously none of them, they said they never heard me. Then the 4th down, so we're trying to get that, and they're holding it, and the clock's running down. And I think we fumbled that ball, too, so... it was a poor display.
Like that play with Diggs in the first, it looked like Big E was jockeying with another guy. They were initially called a penalty and they picked the flag up. That surprised you? Do you think that was kind of...
I don't know. One guy came in and said he felt good about picking it up. I can't argue about it, so I can argue about it, but it doesn't do any good.
Is there an update on Sendejo?
He has a sprained ankle.
Mike talked about not wanting to take Sam out there in that last series. Is that a philosophy you just always stick with, or is that situational?
As
far as sticking with the starting quarterback when it's out of reach?
Yeah. what's the best way to say this? I'm not going to pull guys. I want them to learn how to fight under pressure. So, you know what? Stay in there and fight. Get the guys to block for you, and let's go. So, I'm not. That's not my mentality.
Did you able to tell how Jerron Curse did filling in for Sandejo, or is that something you need to?
He missed a couple tackles. He was a little slow in a couple areas to get to some places. I can't, other than that, you know, I see the mistakes, but I can't tell you, you know, I did this good or did that good.
You've been able on the road coming out of halftime to either make adjustments or get a score. How did you feel coming out of the break today?
It wasn't pretty at halftime, but, you know, hey, we played poorly the entire first half offensively. We didn't pick it up in the second half either. So if we don't execute, you know, I told the guys last night, I said, look, we have to stay away from negative plays, okay, offensively. We're not good enough to overcome these things. So we get negative, we get sacks, we get turnovers, we get minus yardage plays, runs. I mean, we're not good enough to overcome those. So we have to stay away from those. So I told y'all last week during the week, right? Second and 10 is okay, but I don't want to be second and 12. Second and 14, and we did that today. We did convert some third downs today, but you know, in the first half. But you know, that's the things that we. But you know, we're holding on to our rear end the whole time.
Raptor was never able to get into a rhythm today. QB's been through ups and downs. Are you concerned that maybe you pull back to earth and go back to some of the plays you had over the past few years?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I see him every single day, and you know, it's hard to throw when somebody's grabbing your arm. So I'm not concerned about Brad.
So you think he pretty much is the same as it's been all year, just that he didn't have the right protection today?
Yeah, he missed a couple throws today but that he normally has made, but no, I'm not. I mean, we drop balls, we, you know, I can think of two or three drop balls already, so no, I'm not concerned.
Are you concerned about the offensive line play?
Yeah, I'm concerned about the offensive play in general.
What's the win factor?
Not really.
Got it?
Thanks.